The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to sit here every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And some big, big news straight off the top, Mr. Geyer. Josh Dugan out of tomorrow night's elimination final against the Panthers. A shoulder injury has ruled him out.
Yeah, massive, massive. As we seem to say on a nightly basis here on the Rush Hour, Liam, never a dull moment. Rugby league, just the game that keeps giving us news after news. That's big news for the Sharks. But fortunately for the Sharkies, I do believe that Jesse Ramey and their gun centre will come back into the side as well. So basically they lose a rep player in Dugan, but they get an up-and-coming rep player in Ramian.
Just confirming, Josh Dugan out of the Cronulla Sharks team that will face the Penrith Panthers tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. We'll work through what that means for the Sharkies in a moment. Anthony Seibold, the coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, will join us in about 15 minutes. MG, looking forward to seeing how the team has pulled up after that heartbreaking loss to the Storm.
I always love speaking to Anthony Seibold. I actually feel that I'm talking to one of my teachers at school. He's so authoritative.
Yeah, and it's also, he's a bit of a fan of yours. There's a bit of man love between you and Seibs.
There's a bit of mutual love between us.
Yeah. So no wonder you like getting him on the show. Co-captain of the GWS Giants, Phil Davis, will join us. They've got a huge game this Saturday night against Collingwood down at the MCG.
Massive.
And after the job he did against Buddy Franklin last weekend against the Swans, can't wait to chat to Phil. Another chance for you to join us at Rosehill Gardens, MG.
Only two more chances left.
Drawing very close. 22nd of December.
Yeah, that's next Saturday. So tonight and tomorrow night are the last two tickets. We'll give away plus you and a friend, so four all in total. So I hope you are one of the lucky ones.
And when you hear, how do they win, MG? When they hear the what? But not that one. That's MG just explaining to you what the trumpet sounds like. When you hear the trumpet, call 12353 for your chance to join us in our private suite. MG, the Josh Dugan story. It's broken literally moments ago. This is a rep star of the Cronulla Sharks who will not be playing tomorrow night.
Big news.
Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's running 4.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Giants co-captain Phil Davis joining us in about 20 minutes. And Anthony Seibold, the coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the captain of the Mark Geyer Fan Club will join us in about 5 minutes shortly. But MG, let's do this.
Trending now.
There's only one thing trending this weekend.
Josh Dugan out.
Yes.
For tomorrow night's do or die clash against the Panthers.
They do have a couple of ready-made replacements in Kurt Capewell and Jesse Raymond, who is, by all accounts, going to be back for the Sharkies. But it is, Dugan has been in good form for the Sharkies, and if Ramian does come back after that ankle injury, he's going to be a little bit rusty. So
he's had a career best year, Jesse Ramian, hasn't he?
He's been fantastic, and what a buy for the Knights for next year. But Dugan's a big body, and he's been in good form, so he's been getting over the line. He's, you know, teams see him in the defensive line, they go, oh geez, you know, he's a good defender. So it's a big loss for them. But look, and Penrith can not get complacent because of the loss either.
Ramian, I realise I just said it's a career best year. It's basically his first year in the comp.
Yeah, but it is a career best
has
year.
Has scored 10 tries from 18 games this year, so he's been a proven finisher for the Sharks. There were whispers in the lead-up to this game that Ramian was a chance to come back into the centres anyway, and Dugan out to a wing, maybe Edric Lee drops out of the side. But this news of Josh Dugan's shoulder injury means that the club has said that they hope he will be fit if they get through to the next stage of the finals. Jesse Ramian comes in. MG, this will be his first final.
Or does he come in? Is that confirmed?
Is that a concern? We have had confirmation that Jesse Ramian will come into the side.
Okay, well, yeah, that's both good, you know, for the Sharkies and I suppose for the Panthers in a way, because it is his first. He's a rookie playing in these first semi-finals, and he's replacing an old stager in Dugan who's been there, done that. And I think Penrith will look to attack that right side of the field that they both, you know, frequent. So, look, but I think, you know, Ramian has showed that while he's only a young guy, on the field, between the years, he's a lot older. He's playing with a lot of experience when he plays. He knows when to run, he knows when to pass. And, look, I think they don't lose much put it that way. The Sharkies don't lose that much.
You say they don't lose much in terms of the form line, but they've lost in Josh Dugan. There goes 170 games of experience, and in Wade Graham there goes 215 games of experience. So they went from having a very, very and admittedly, you know, Paul Gallen, Andrew Fifita, Luke Lewis, there is still a lot of experience in this side, but that is the experience that Dugan and Graham bring to this side is significant.
Yeah, and there's a kind of effervescent about the Panthers in the last couple of weeks when they played the Storm. You know, Cameron Serrato's best win as a coach up to last weekend, and I think the whole squad are starting to buy into his procedures. I think the whole squad are starting to believe in exactly what Cameron Serrato is bringing to the club as a coach, and you know they've played accordingly in the last couple of weeks. So bravo to Serrato, but the Sharkies, man, you never underestimate them. They're one of them teams that you look across the field and go, this 80 minutes is going to be one of the hardest games I've ever played in my life against these guys.
Hey, I want to talk about your Panthers as well. There is another team involved in this. We've been talking a lot about the Sharks already, but a couple of things, MG.
Yes.
They are going to be... What do you make of the Panthers' decision to stay... they're staying just around the corner from us here at the Pullman on Hyde Park. They've adopted the New South Wales Blues strategy. They're going to avoid... Basically, they're doing it to avoid the M4. The club doesn't want the players to get caught up in traffic, so they're staying in the CBD tonight, closer to the ground.
Well, they did it in Melbourne. They followed the Brad Fittler rule book and basically walked to the game, and they did it again last weekend when they walked to the game as well. So I think it's one of them things when you're in a bus going to a major game and everyone's on their own, sitting in their own seat with their headphones on, you kind of get really worked up. And I think it's a really good strategy. Freddie, first of all, for bringing it to the New South Wales camp, but I think why not follow something that's working? I think bravo to Cameron Serrato by following what Brad Fittler's put in place with the Blues.
There was a suggestion that they would walk to the ground from their hotel at Hyde Park, but as much as they want to avoid the traffic, I reckon walking down Oxford Street on a Friday night is going to be a fair bit of foot traffic there, so they're probably best to avoid that.
Well, you won't be thinking about anything much. We'll put it this way, the game won't be on your mind. You won't be nervous. You'll be able to...
That's not a cheap exercise for the club either. I had a quick look on the website. That's $300 a night for a room with two beds, and they'd be bringing at least, you know, 25 to 30 people down.
Yeah, well, I suppose. Yeah, look, it's I'm not sure about the cost of it, but I know that if you think that's the right thing for your team to do, I know the Sharkies will be staying in their own beds tonight and travelling to the game tomorrow and making the 25-minute trek. But when you're in Penrith and you're relying on Sydney traffic to get you to a game, like me today again, coming down from Newcastle from a function, I was almost late for the show tonight. So it's, you know, I think it's the right thing to do. Everyone's at ease. You're waking up and you've got the whole day ahead of you to just be together and chill.
Okay, MJ, who are you tipping?
Shock horror? Panthers. Yep, I think it's going to be about a 4-point game. I'm thinking 22-18. I think young Tyrone Peachy, after the week that he's had, might be man of the match.
All right, we are going to discuss the Saturday night game, the Dragons taking on the Bunnies, in depth next with the coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Anthony Seibold. But just before we go to him, who are you tipping in that game?
I like the Rabbitohs, unchanged. Widdup's a massive loss, but he who underestimates the Dragons, do so at your own peril.
I reckon you've done that just because Seibold's coming on next. You're trying to butter up to him.
28-18 with Cook to be man of the match.
All right, Anthony Seibold, the coach of South Sydney, joins us next on the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and Chemist Warehouse is your home of real brands and real savings at the moment. The footy fragrances are what you need to be heading in there for. Just $19.99 AFL and NRL team fragrances. Not only can you support your team in the finals, MG, you can smell like them. And tested me yesterday with the Gold Coast Titans, asked me what they would smell like. I'm going to throw one back at you.
Okay, without warning, yes, go for it.
We've done the Dragons, haven't we? We've done the Roosters. I'm trying to think of a team we haven't done. What would West Tigers fragrance smell like?
Fibro. That's what they're called, the Fibros. Now, Western Suburbs would be like, I'd say like the Nepean River.
Okay.
Just nice and misty.
Misty.
And water skiing. Do a bit of jet skiing on the river and You see Benji Marsh and Robbie Farah behind on their
smell ones, like a two-stroke
on their ski boards, on their kneeboards, going over the waves.
All right, let's straighten up. MG, tomorrow night, the Sharkies taking on your Panthers at Allianz Stadium. We will be live there from 6 o'clock, the coverage starting all the way through to Triple M NRL's call of that game. But Saturday night, tell you what, grab the Triple M NRL app now, because that is the best way to listen to this game. The Rabbitohs taking on the resurgent Dragons, and MG joining us now, the coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Anthony Seibold. Anthony, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Thanks, Liam. Thanks, MG. Thanks for having us, guys.
Seibs, this is why you start your coaching career, for these type of moments. Last Friday night, I believe, was the game of the season between the Rabbitohs and the Storm. How do you get your players up again for the Dragons on Saturday night?
Yeah, I agree with you, MG. It was a fantastic game of rugby league. I mean, obviously, we were really disappointed that we didn't hang on for the result. But, you know, when you look at the game itself, it was a tremendous advertisement for our game. I thought both sides played a great brand of footy. How we get back up, mate? We reviewed the game you know, pretty quickly and didn't dwell on it too much. We had you know, a lighter session on Tuesday, had a really positive session today, and you know, we go in with everyone on deck and you know, no injury concerns whatsoever.
And that was my next question. How important is it to have an unchanged 17 from the team that played Melbourne last week?
I think it's really important, particularly, you know, the starting 13. I think you build a lot of connection and cohesion, and I think when we've had our best 13 on the park, we've been a good match for any team in the competition. At times, you know, every team sort of you know, has injuries or suspension issues, and you know, obviously you need good depth, but it's important for us to have some continuity, and we're able to do that this weekend.
A lot of people, Seibs, say that the competition proper stops at round 25 and then we reset and then we go again. Those players who haven't been involved in semi-final footy from your team, did they notice the up the ante on Friday last week against the Storm?
Yeah, certainly. I think you know, the comment from some of the guys, you know, the guys who played Origin this year, sort of suggested that it was a similar intensity to their Origin experience. Wow. In a lot of ways. You know, from a physical point of view, and you know, the guys like Cameron Murray, who hadn't played a finals game, I thought he was tremendous for us. He won our Players' Player and our Coaches' Award.
Great player.
Yeah, very, very good player. And you know, it was his first game, but I thought he handled it really well. Every time sort of Cameron sort of jumps up in class, he excels. So you know, I was really pleased for him, and it was a great experience for a lot of our guys, like, you know, Rob Jennings and Campbell Graham, and you know, like I said, Cam Murray, to experience that, and they'll be better for their arm, sure.
Your skipper, Sam Burgess, is an absolute star of this competition, and he's a bunny for life after signing that new deal. But he probably had a few moments in the game against the Storm he would like to forget. How's he bounced back this week on the track?
Yeah, he's trained really, really well this week. You know, Sam, I thought his effort, you know, was very good. I think if you look at pure statistics, you know, he ran for... you know, I think it was a game high metres, and, you know, he made a heap of tackles. And where he sort of, you know, needs to improve is just, you know, one or two defensive, you know, I suppose errors, you'd call it, that he made. And then obviously there was, you know, two times or three times at the footy, you know, that he came up with some errors. And he's a very harsh judge of himself. And, you know, we've corrected some things during the week. But, you know, the effort that Sam gives us and the intent that he does his job with is why we love him and why I love coaching him. So, I'm sure he'll bounce back, and you know, those things happen at times, but it's what you do next that's important.
Is there an issue there, Anthony? And I imagine James Graham's probably similar for the Dragons, where you want to be careful that they don't judge themselves too harshly and put too much pressure on them after they have an off performance.
Yeah, I think you know, I'm pretty straight shooter, so is Sam. So you know, a lot of times. Yeah, you know when you're having a go, and you know when you're not. Sam has a go every single week, you know. Or certainly, you know, my time coaching him, I haven't, you know, come off the field once where I thought, shit, you know, didn't have a go. You know, but you know, Sam understands that. You know, he came up with a couple of crucial errors, but at the end of the day, you know, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player, whether you're a referee, you know, everyone makes errors at different times. So it's what you do next that's really important, and that's you know, that's what Sam's focused on.
Well, if all goes like we think it's going to go, one AC Bob will be crowned Coach of the Year. I know that individual accolades mean nothing to you. I know you'd rather you take a wing on Saturday night over that any day of the week, but congratulations, in case we don't speak to you again this year, on such a fantastic first year as a top grade coach. You've done remarkably well with a team that was finished, like, what, 13th last year. So well done, Seibs, and good luck on Saturday night against the Dragons, mate.
Yeah, I appreciate that, MG. And like you say, mate, you know, for me, you know, it's a real focus on our next job here against the Dragons. So, you know, it's a big game for us as a club, and I know it is for the Dragons. So hopefully we can get a big crowd out there, and it'd be a great game of footy.
Well, we hope we have reason to speak to you next week. Anthony Seibold, head coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Best of luck Saturday night.
Thanks, Liam. Thanks, MG.
Thanks for your time, buddy.
MG, speaking of...
you say then you hope we have reason to speak to him next week, did you?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Dragons fans?
Hey, I'm very fickle. If we'd been speaking with Mary McGregor, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah, come here. No, get lost. You would not have. If that was Mary McGregor, you would have said, oh, you're going to kick their ass, mate.
Speaking of bosses and people saying things.
Yes.
The boss of the Panthers, Gus Gould.
What's he
meant to say? He's just dropped another bomb just slyly on his podcast. We'll share that with you next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You'll want to hit every red light on the way home.
You cannot be serious!
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And just recapping the news off the top of the show that Josh Dugan is out of tomorrow night's game against the Panthers. A shoulder injury has ruled him out. Jesse Ramien comes into the starting side at centre to replace him. MG, 133353, when you hear the trumpet... And that means you might be able to join us in our VIP suite at Rosehill Gardens for the Debortley Wines Golden Rose Day. But we need to talk about your Panthers, MG.
Yeah, go for it.
The Tyrone Peachy saga from yesterday.
Yes.
Where the media was reporting, based on a press conference, that he wanted to backflip on his Gold Coast Titans contract.
Yep.
We put that to bed off the back of your mate to Channel 7, Michelle Bishop, and her story where she spoke to Tyrone Peachy after the media incident, where Tyrone had this to say.
A bit crazy with what happened today in the media. They're all saying that I'm staying, but I got a contract in Goldie and I'm heading up there.
So there's no confusion?
No confusion. I think they just might have misread it.
And then on the back page of the Daily Telegraph today is a picture of Tyrone Peachy saying Peachy and Cream.
I didn't like that headline. I didn't think that was their best. The Daily Telegraph does real well on the sports back pages, but that wasn't their greatest effort today.
Well, if you've ever seen a TV show back in the 80s called Perfect Match, you would know that it's peaches and cream, a team.
No, sorry, I get it.
Okay.
I just didn't think it was applicable.
Okay, well, yeah, look, it's one of those things that's kind of weird that we're talking about it a day out from semi-final action, because it's kind of one of them things that will it be a distraction for Tyrone Peachy. You know, it's Matty Logue in the Telegraph saying that the Gold Coast are refusing to release Peachy, despite the playmaker wanting to renege on his 3-year Titans deal for family reasons. Then we hear what Michelle Bishop had last night on Channel 7. Somewhere in the middle, there must be
the truth. Yeah, you're right. And then Gus Gould this morning, his Wide World of Sports Six Tackles with Gus podcast, the regular podcast that Gus Gould does during the footy season.
Yep.
He's come out this morning and dropped this into the mix. This is Gus Gould on the podcast.
The Gold Coast came back some months later and just recently and said, you know, we'd prepare to do a bit of a trade. We wouldn't mind having James Maloney at the Gold Coast. You know, you could keep Tyrone Peachy and we'll take James Maloney because we'd like a player of his experience. And I said, well, James Maloney's not for sale, so that wasn't going to happen. But, you know, it's within their rights to make the inquiry. But Tyrone will honour his deal at the Gold Coast Titans.
Well, there you go. What is Gus thinking?
Oh, well, he's
a very smart man. He's very calculating.
And you can bet your bottom dollar that it didn't. If Titans didn't ask for that kind of arrangement, then Gus wouldn't have said it. It's obviously been, you know, it's obviously been mooted. And the strategy of Gus will got, you know, it's. I'd had to play chess against him because it'd be checkmate, checkmate. But look, it just adds more intrigue to the whole saga, doesn't it? I think, like Gus just said that at the end of his chat, I think Tyrone Peachy will honour his contract with the Titans.
Well, he said as much. It's a 3-year deal. It's good money. It's money that the Panthers can't afford to give him.
Well, let's put it this way. It's money that not many other teams in Sydney would give Tyrone Peachy. And I think for himself, it's a great deal. He's got a coach up there who is one of the best up-and-coming coaches in the competition, in Garth Brennan. He's a bloke who's been around the club at Penrith for years and would know Tyrone intimately. So, look, as a career move, I think it's a great one for Tyrone Peachy. Now that the dust has settled, now that he's played Origin, he's built his house in Penrith, you know, he's probably, his wife's settled with a great bunch of friends. You know, obviously you're going to have second thoughts.
Yeah.
It's only natural to have. It's natural. You know, but I think once you get settled in Gold Coast, and 3 years goes pretty quick, if he wants to come back to the Penny Panthers, he's always welcome.
James Maloney, in his first year of a 3-year deal at the Panthers, do you expect him to see that out?
Oh, who knows, mate? Who knows? Who bloody knows these days in rugby league? I mean, yes. To answer your question, yes. But I wouldn't be surprised if... Okay, let's say hypothetically if Penrith won the comp. Then I'd think that this might change a lot. If Penrith
he might be more inclined to go elsewhere.
I think if Penrith won the comp, then Maloney would definitely go to the Titans.
Just so he wants to further enhance that Mr. September reputation he's developing.
Why not? If he does the job with Penrith like he's been bought to do, he's bought to win a comp with Penrith. If he does it a year or two
job
early...
Done.
If he does it a year or two early, bravo to him.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Phil Davis, co-captain of the Giants, will join us. They've got a massive game this Saturday night at the MCG taking on Collingwood.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Keep listening for that trumpet. When you hear it, call some 1-3-3-5-3 for your chance to join us at Rose Hill Gardens, Saturday, September 22nd, for the, what is it, DeBortley Golden Wines Rose Day.
Rose Day, yes.
DeBortley Wines Golden Rose Day.
I did a little function up at Newcastle today where one of the jockeys who'll be riding that day, Timmy Clark, was in attendance. He's riding in the Newcastle Cup tomorrow.
So, get a bit of oil for us? Get a bit of a few tips?
Not really.
Okay.
But I will next Saturday I might try to.
Remember, you can leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. MG, we're guaranteed of having one Sydney team in the NRL Grand Final. Possibly two if things go the way of Sydney. But in the AFL... The state's hopes, the city's hope, now rests with the GWS Giants after they kicked the Sydney Swans out of the 2018 season.
And they're going to say kick their ass then.
It was a pretty comprehensive victory at the end of the SCG. Saturday night at the MCG, the Giants take on Collingwood in front of an expected 90,000-plus crowd.
Wow.
And this man will lead the team onto the park. Giants co-captain Phil Davis, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, Liam, just get that dump button ready, mate, because I saw an interview at halftime with this guy on the weekend with Jude Bolton. He's got the tendency to drop the F-bomb, so just be careful, okay?
Right.
Hey, hello, Phil. How are you, brother?
Yeah, it wasn't a highlight that moment, but...
it is, mate. It's
I thought I covered it up fast enough. I always tell a media manager if I'm going to do media around the game, she has to remind me that I can't speak in football terms when I'm doing it.
No, I love it. It's half time in a major semi final. I mean, I think you can be excused for dropping an F bomb, mate, in a major semi.
Well, you kept Buddy Goalless in that final. MG's referring to, and you did describe him as an effing good player.
Yeah.
This Saturday night, though, Phil, Collingwood's key forward Mason Cox presents a different challenge. All 6'7" of him. How do you go about preparing for a play like this?
Yeah, it's definitely a different challenge. Mason's, I think he's 211 centimetres or something outrageous like that. So, and like I always thought I was taller at about 197, so I'm giving away close to 5 inches.
Wow.
I'm there, and obviously the arm length as well. So, there's no doubt it's a different one. Obviously, the main plan is to, try to make sure I don't get in a jumping contest with him, to be honest.
He is the equal tallest player in the competition. We actually,
That's about 6 foot 10 and a half.
If fans of the Rush Hour with MG want to get an understanding of the height difference, there's a photo up on our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M, of MG, you standing next to Andrew Bogut.
Mm.
Mason Cox is basically the same height as Andrew Bogut, and Phil's basically the same height as you, MG.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit shorter than Davo.
So
but,
puts it in perspective if people want to understand the height difference. Phil, this Saturday night, let's be honest, you'll be outnumbered in terms of the number of Giants fans versus Collingwood supporters at the MCG. You often hear about teams trying communication techniques because it's going to be pretty hard to hear one another out on the ground. Is there any way you and your fellow defenders, you have non-verbal communications out there?
Don't give the plan away, man. Come on.
Yeah, no, we haven't quite learnt the sign language stuff yet, but no doubt we had the prelim last year when it was extremely loud and that was very hard to communicate. I presume from what I've heard this weekend, it's going to be pretty similar too. So, it's going to be a challenge, but, it'll be a fair bit of pointing and waving the arms to get other people's attention if they can't hear us.
As a young up-and-coming gun in Adelaide, obviously there was a rumour that this new team in Western Sydney was going to form, and Did you ever in your wildest dreams, for one, think that you would be the number one pick for them? And secondly, what was the selling point to get you to GWS?
Yeah, MG, it feels like a long time ago, and yeah, definitely at the time, I must admit, I never thought they would go after me. I didn't think I was any good. And then
you were wrong, brother.
The opportunity sort of fell on my lap, and then, you know, the main reason I sort of came up was because I thought we would be successful. I sort of thought how the team was going to be built, that we're going to be able to create a team that, you know, should have the dynamics of a successful team. And, you know, so far we haven't quite got there. We've made two prelims. And, you know, we've got another opportunity this weekend to play in a big final. So that was the main reason why I came up. And, I'm still chasing that ultimate success. It's not definitely not easy, but it's been a very enjoyable journey up here so far.
Phil, before we let you go, we had your little mate Dylan Buckley. Now, we've spoken to a couple of... We've spoken to a couple of your teammates about this. He came in and did some work experience with us here on the Rush Hour with MG.
Got some ideas.
I reckon he probably nicked some equipment too, because now he's started his own podcast. What's it called? Dylan, his buddies, Dylan, his mates, whatever it's called.
Dylan Friends.
Dylan Pickle.
Right. Now, we asked this of Jeremy Cameron when he was on the show, Phil, and he betrayed us pretty quickly. So I'm going to ask you the same thing. Phil Davis, will you agree to boycott Dylan Friends until Dylan Buckley turns up and does another shift here with us at the Rush Hour with MJ?
You wouldn't believe it. We're just on our way down to Spotless Dame to train, and Dylan's my driver.
Oh.
So your timing's impeccable.
Wow. I hope you're on loudspeaker and he can hear every word we're saying.
Oh, well, I'll make sure that he gets the podcast of you guys later. But he told me the other day he wasn't interested in getting me on this show, so It looks like the boycotting won't be necessary.
Beautiful.
We'll have you any time on our show,
Beautiful.
Brother.
Tell Dylan to return those microphones. We got them whacked. Phil Davis, great to have you on the show, and best of luck for Saturday night down at the MCG.
William, MG, thank you very much for having me.
Good luck, mate.
And MG, the teams are in for the Saturday night game between the Giants and the Magpies. Collingwood go in unchanged. The Giants, Josh Kelly has not pulled up after his injury, which is a massive out for the Giants. He is out injured. Harry Perryman also admitted, but Ryan Griffin and Lachlan Keefe come back into the Giants side. So that is the full lineup. MG, you can hear that game live on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We'll have the coverage of that game live.
Yeah, and if you want to hear the Rabbitohs and Dragons at the exact same time here on Triple M, you must download the Triple M NRL app, and it's all free.
Triple M NRL app is a good one just to have on your phone anyway. It should be position 1A on your phone.
Yeah.
All right.
Get up close with a legend.
Oh, Dyer and Lewis. Yeah. They're mouthing off at each other.
Just like Wally did.
They push and shout.
Triple M Rush Hour. MG.
And if you haven't already done it, make sure you subscribe to the Catch Up podcast of the Rush Hour with MG, because right now, available, MG, you and Ryan Girdler have done a deep dive preview of the two finals this weekend.
We have. We did it a bit earlier today, and it's we put up about an hour ago. So check it out on the Catch Up on our app.
It's up, available now, and unsurprisingly, you both tipped the Panthers, but why is very interesting. Let's do this.
Leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival, September 8 to October 13 at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
Triple M. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG's exclusive private Golden Rose Day.
MG, the second last spot in our VIP suite is up for grabs today.
Yep, and we've had thousands of callers as per
thousands.
Usual. This is a hot ticket. And look, let's just go to line number 7. James, good afternoon, good evening, and goodbye. How are you?
Oh, I'm so much better now, guys. Thank you so much.
James, hey. Hold your horses,
Jimmy,
to pardon the punt.
Can I call you Jimmy? Is that okay if I call you Jimmy?
You can. You can call me anything you want, MG.
Jimmy,
you're the hero, mate.
How's this sound? If you come from a suburb, let's say Pimble, you're allowed to come. Where do you come from?
I do, Pimble.
Oh, what a coincidence. Jimmy, you're coming, brother. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you so much, MG. Love your work, boys.
Who are you going to bring with you?
Oh, I reckon I'll have a few mates calling me within the next 10 minutes, I reckon.
I think you can... You name the price, brother.
Anyone who's got a mate called James from Pimble, start calling him now. It might be this one. James, we're also going to sling you $100 cash so you can buy yourself something nice or maybe put a few bets on the day. Remember to gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
Leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. MG, we are out of time. We will be live at Allianz Stadium tomorrow night for the final.
Oh, yeah, can't wait. He's Liam. I'm MG. I missed my cue then. Stay random, Sydney.
The Rush Hour podcast is about to hit the showers, smelling good, by supporting your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.